Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Asadu Shares. This is Elizabeth Sadu. And it's so fun. I've got this lovely dog right next to me who's visiting me for a couple days. All right, I'm going to do the chant. Tuning in now. Om Namo Gurudev Namo. I bow, namo, 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 to the ancient, beautiful, divine wisdom that's within me and it's all around me. It's within all of us. We all have it. We all have that divine wisdom. I'm sitting here in my upstairs sunroom, and it's been a crazy spring in Oregon. Raining, 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 windy, 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 sun, sun, sun. Everybody gets all excited, gets their shorts on, gets out, and then it gets cold again. I'm looking at this fabulous willow tree that's right outside our window. And, of course, again, as usual, I was pondering about what was going to come out to talk about. And so, as per usual, I'll just talk about what's going on with me. And I think some people can relate, or maybe not. I don't know. So, it's interesting. I'm going to turn 60 in Earth years in August, and I have never, ever, ever, ever lived alone. I've never lived alone in my whole life. And so, you know, I moved. I was still in high school living with my mom, and I moved into the Eugene Ashram, became a Sikh. And so that was living with a whole bunch of people. And then I had an arranged marriage, and we lived with a bunch of people. We moved to Salem. And then at some point, then we moved into our own next door to our own little, we lived in a duplex, and that's where I had my son, and then my husband and my son were there, and then we bought a little house, and then that's where I had my daughter, but I would always have been with people. I've always lived with people. And I've been really pondering this lately because my husband, my most beloved husband, is out of town. Right now, he went, and it was actually really great. He got there in time to say goodbye to his dad. He and his two sisters and a niece and a couple spouses were there when dad passed. And dad, you know, had just 98. I mean, he had this amazing, long, lovely life. And so now Jim is there taking care of his mother. And his dad passed on May 5th. And so now Jim is there by himself. Everybody's gone now. His sister is gone. She went back to New Jersey yesterday. And one of her sons is getting married on June 3rd. And so it's giving her a chance to be there and be the mother of the groom and just be at home for a little bit. And so it just feels very weird to me because this is the longest my husband and I have ever been apart. And it's going to be a 2-month time. And, you know, we're texting a lot back and forth, and we probably talk on the phone almost every day, you know. And but I realized, oh, my gosh, I'm having an experience of living by myself. And it's my first time. So a 2-month time of living by myself is actually a really great opportunity, pretty revelatory around, you know, what are my habits? What feels good to me? Because I've always, 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 always needed to flow with whoever I was living with, you know, always taking care of somebody, my kids, you know, husbands, just, you know, even though with Jim, we've really figured out our great flow around cooking and cleaning and that kind of thing. But it's so interesting, you know, I'm figuring out, you know, what's my schedule? What do I like to do? What do I like to eat? When do I like to eat? You know, I find myself kind of, I hole up by myself a fair amount. And I think that's makes a lot of sense. I'm just kind of doing a lot of healing work right now, figuring things out. But I've had some fun times also, and with people here and there. But so it's really fascinating to me. I'm just like kind of watching the whole thing and seeing what's supposed to happen. And I think it feels like a very powerful time for me to really kind of figure out how do I like to live? And the fun thing is, the way Jim and I live is really how I like to live, and I'm just kind of doing some little fine-tuning tweaks here and there. And so, and then wonderful thing, you know, Jim is, it's not his preference to be away from home for so long, but I'm guessing there's going to be good stuff for him. One of the beauties is that he got to take his bicycle with him, which totally, that's his meditation, and that totally saves his sanity. So he's able to ride his bike. And then in the middle of June, the plan is that his sister will be back, and then he will take off on his bike, and he's going to ride part of the way home. He'll ride his bike up to Minneapolis, St. Paul, visit with a friend, get on a train, get off in Whitefish, Montana, and ride his bike the rest of the way home. And I'm so excited for him. This is his pure joy. Kind of like how I am dancing. He loves to dance too, don't get me wrong. But it's kind of like if you could only pick one thing, he would pick cycling for sure, and I would pick dancing. So it's so interesting, and I'm also realizing that I'm not as insecure as I thought I was, because I feel like I know, like I haven't heard from him yet today, and usually he texts me first thing in the morning, but this is his first day completely on his own with his mother. And his mom lives at a nursing home, but she needs a lot of extra care. She's going to be 97 pretty soon. And so I just thought, okay, I mean, ordinarily I used to get all insecure, oh, he doesn't love me anymore, whatever. I mean, this is me after 26 years of us being together and being married. This year it'll be 17 years. So, and Jim's not the kind of guy who ever wanted to get married, but he wanted to marry me. So I know he's completely devoted to me, and I know that he's overwhelmed with what's going on, and his mother takes a lot of care. So anyway, interesting times right now, interesting times. One of the things that I've talked a little bit about my eating and food and that kind of thing over the last few months, just trying to figure out what am I supposed to eat? I get really confused because I'll have cravings. But then it's like, okay, is that, and I tend to really analyze, probably overanalyze, is that a legitimate craving? Like, okay, I just want to have a little bit of X thing. Or is there something else going on? Or am I just completely out of control? Blah, blah, blah. So I found this book called The Metabolic Type Diet. And as I go through the whole questionnaire, it actually was quite revelatory about certain things that I have going on with me that I don't even think of. I just think, oh, well, that's just life, right? And so as I go through the whole questionnaire, I'm a really heavy protein type person, which is actually makes complete sense to me, because I've found that I need to have a decent amount of protein every day. And when I eat like steamed vegetables and a good protein, I'm just so satisfied and so happy. I just feel blissed out while I'm eating it. And I feel so good. So that makes sense. And even back, gosh, about 20 years ago, I was going to a naturopath and she said, eat really low carbs. And that was back when Atkins, I think, was coming in. But she didn't say to do Atkins. I just found out more about that at the time. And I felt so good, and I'd lost weight and everything. So this morning I was feeling kind of like, I'm kind of easing my way into this, going a little bit slow, because it's too easy for me to plunge into something and get all out of balance. So every day I'm kind of writing down, you know, what I eat and how I'm kind of feeling and that sort of thing. And this morning I was feeling a little downcast, and I know that partly I know I really miss Jim a lot. And it actually makes me feel kind of choked up. But I also know this time is really good, and I want to make good use of this time. One of the things I've noticed is I haven't really been doing a ton of stuff, which is interesting because I'm such a can-do personality. That's one of my main soul types. But I'm finding that it's okay. Like, I'm just letting it be okay. So, going 3 mornings a week, I go to an exercise class, which is really fun. Most of the time, it's really fun. And I've been walking the dog that I've had visiting, and but I've been napping a lot, so that's totally fine. I haven't even been writing in my journal. I've been doing some stretching every day. So anyway, interesting stuff. So to get back over to talk this morning, feeling a little downcast, and of course, I'm very human, and I want things to happen immediately. And I had decided on a medical medium recommendation to ask the angel of faith to give me faith. And so I'm evoking that every morning. And so then I heard very clearly, Rome wasn't built in a day. Just keep doing what you're doing and keep feeling your way. So I thank you, dear angels, for that. I so appreciate that. As you can tell, I'm processing a lot of shit right now. So anyway, I feel so blessed to have this very sweet cadre, my dear Sila, who's also a Michael person, and the M&Ms are shaking their pom-poms. And they're happy. Any of you all have messages for us? Yes, they say, remember that Rome wasn't built in a day. We know that's an old trite saying, but it still fits. It's still true. Be kind to yourselves, beloveds. Be not so hard on yourselves. Go easy. Enjoy life. Love yourself exactly as you are. Feel free. They're showing kind of this ridding ourselves of these chains of bondage that we put ourselves in about how we think we're supposed to look or how we think we're supposed to act or what we think we're supposed to do. And they're showing the chains are breaking free, kind of like the Hulk, busting free of his chains. Thank you for that image. That is fabulous. And they say, once you bust them free, you don't have to drag the chains around with you either. You can just dispose of them. Ask them to just disappear, and they will. So I'm going to hold on to that image of breaking free from the chains, and I don't have to drag them. I don't have to drag them around with me anymore. So the lady just told me I have about a minute and a half left, and they're saying let's do a chant. So let's do a chant for miracles, because sometimes it just feels like a fucking miracle to get somewhere, to make any forward movement. So here we go. Dun dun rum das guru, jinasiddhi atinesavadiya, puri hoe karamat, opposite of jinahare dhariya, sikhi ate sangati, parabrahma karanamasakariya. Atala ataho to litu, tera antanapara variya. Jini tu sevia bhokara, se tu dupara utariya. Labalo bakamakro dhamaho, marakade tu disapara variya. Dana sotera tanahe, sachatera pe sakariya. Nanakatu lehenatu hai guru amaratu vichariya. Guru ditata manasadariya. Guru ditata manasadariya. They're saying also to end to do the puri for kind of self-kind regard of ourselves, insecurities, self-esteem, that kind of thing. Talking the George, tripping the George, Jordan Mungan a day in the George, Jordan a Jeep in a modern age George, Jordan a Raj Malamanasaur, Jordan a Suruti Gyan Bichar, Jordan a Jugati Chutti Sansar, Jisahat the George Karavake Soe, Nanak Uttamanichanakoe. Much love to you all. Thanks for joining me. Mwah! I love you.